modo per un piacere. Ho letto con grande interesse l'abstract di questa ricerca che mi è arrivato già qualche tempo fa dagli amici del PMC e ho trovato particolarmente interessante sia l'aspetto che riguarda l'impatto diciamo specifico che l'impatto allargato, quindi l'impatto dell'indotto, che spesso viene citato ma molto poco spesso viene valutato effettivamente in termini economici. Quindi non ho altro da dire che ascoltare con grande interesse questa presentazione, su cui poi faremo un momento di riflessione insieme.
Good morning. I'm Simon Tripp. I'm Senior Director of the Battelle Technology Partnership Practice with the Battelle Memorial Institute, based out of Columbus, Ohio. I would imagine that not many of you are familiar with Battelle. It is actually the world's largest non-profit scientific research institute. We have around 20,000 personnel globally, headquartered in Columbus, Ohio. And we work on science and technology as a driver of global and regional and national economies. The technology partnership practice that I co-direct is Battelle's economic development consultancy. We have a major consulting practice in economic analytics and impact analysis, working with many academic medical centers across the United States, with major universities globally, national governments, and with associations and foundations. And some examples of some of the many projects that we've worked on are in those logos. One of our most notable projects, the impact of the Human Genome Project, celebrating the 10th anniversary of the human genome. But we do a lot of work with industry, such as pharmaceutical industry and bio, and with major academic medical centers, such as Mayo and University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, UPMC, which is how we came to work on this project in Sicily. ISMET is a very interesting model. It was established in 1997 in Palermo in Sicily. It's a public-private partnership model between the region of Sicily, Civello and Civico Hospitals, and UPMC from the United States. It was designed to fill a gap in Sicilian healthcare in terms of organ transplantation and very highly advanced specialty care, type of care where patients were prior to ISMET's establishment, leaving Sicily to receive their care. Excuse me. It's recognized today and has grown into being one of the signature transplantation centers in Europe. ISMET's mission is in performing advanced specialty clinical care. That's certainly first and foremost its mission. But it is also an institution involved in the training of the advanced workforce needed for advanced specialty care and for biomedical research as well, and actually is engaged in the performance of biomedical research and development. And so in doing so, what ISMET has sought to do is keep Sicilians from having to do the journeys of hope to get the advanced specialty care outside of Sicily, and the concerns for their healthcare and their families that go alongside with having to make those journeys of hope. To raise the standard of care in Sicily, in advanced specialty care, and to bring in the very latest in technologies and tools and healthcare procedures for Sicily. And then also to advance healthcare research and healthcare personnel development. And ultimately also to help be an economic development engine for Sicily in terms of leveraging that research and advanced specialty care to build a biomedical cluster of industry and research organizations to make Sicily a hub for biomedical research and development. When we look at economic impacts, we look at what are called forward and backward economic impacts. And I'll keep this simple. The backward impact are really the expenditure impacts. These are the expenditures involved with the footprint of that institution being present in Sicily and making expenditures for its personnel, for supplies, for utilities, and for its building. It's the typical number that people see when they see an output-related economic impact. But we also consider the functional impacts, what are called forward linkage impacts. And that's really where the more important story is in terms of what are the impacts that are being generated in terms of healthcare and healthcare services and improvements in research and development in education. One of the special parts of the model that we wanted to build specifically looked at what have been the impacts of retaining patients in Sicily and not losing those healthcare dollars outside of the region of Sicily. So in Battelle's analysis, we use quantitative techniques to measure economic output, to measure employment volumes, both directly and indirectly, and government revenues as well. And then in the quantitative and qualitative functional impact assessment, we looked at clinical care and patients retained in Sicily, research and development activity, the education, and also the new management model, which I'm sure for Forum PA is a very important thing for us to discuss today, this public-private partnership management model. We'll start by talking about the backward linkage, the expenditure impacts. We use linear cash flow analysis. There's basically two main techniques for doing economic impact analysis for major medical centers, linear cash flow analysis or input-output analysis. There was various reasons why we selected linear cash flow analysis for this project that we can discuss if you would like to. It's a very well-proven technique for academic health center impacts, particularly when you can do surveys of the staff and really get good expenditure-related data from the personnel and from the institution itself. It does measure both the direct and the indirect multiplier effects of expenditures on jobs, government revenue, and output impacts. So what did we find to be the impact on Sicily? Well, in terms for 2013, which was the most recent year for which we modeled the data, we found a very significant impact of over 132 million euros and getting close to 2,000 jobs generated in Sicily through the impacts of the Institute. The direct impact, the actual expenditures and the expenditures of faculty and staff associated with ISMET is 67 million euros, and then an additional 64 million euros in terms of the indirect multiplier impact of those expenditures in Sicily, totaling that 132 million. 862 direct jobs, a further 931 jobs. One of the main features, of course, of a major academic medical center like ISMET is that those are high-paying jobs within the institution, and that tends to increase the multiplier effect on the regional economy. So a total of 1,793 jobs. This slide simply breaks out the structure of that direct expenditure impact, and you can see that the large majority of that direct impact comprises the expenditures for goods and services by the institution itself, then the expenditures within Sicily made by the physicians, nurses, and other personnel from the portion of their income that is attributable to ISMET, then also significant expenditures, over 3 million euros from visitors to patients who come from outside of Sicily. We did not count patient visitors who are already in Sicily, obviously, because that money already existed. Direct expenditures by visitors, not including the hospital expenditures as well, and direct expenditures by visitors to the personnel who work at ISMET as well. In terms of functional impacts, the actual reason why ISMET exists, we looked at the clinical care effects, and clearly ISMET now has established a significant base of clinical operations. For 2013, the total number of patients from Sicily was over 29,000 patients seen, over 1,400 surgeries performed, and 110 organ transplantations. There are also, because of the quality of ISMET and the specialized care that is available there, a number of patients from other regions of Italy who came to receive their care in Sicily at ISMET, certainly something that was not happening very often prior to the establishment of ISMET. A total of 807 patient visits in that category. And then a fairly limited number of people coming in from outside of Italy to receive specialized care as well. So a total of over 30,000 patient visits in 2013. I'd mentioned that one of the things we wanted to look at was the retention of money in Sicily that otherwise would have largely leaked out of Sicily to access this type of specialized care. We used a number of different assumptions in the model, that two-thirds of inpatient stays were allocable to ISMET being established in Sicily, because the inpatient stays are particular to those specialized care and the transplantations, that a third of the day hospital visits would also be with patients that are being retained inside of Sicily who would otherwise left, and then two outpatient visits, typically prior to surgery and then a post-surgery checkup. When we ran these numbers, we find that the ISMET total revenues associated with those patients retained in Sicily who otherwise may have left Sicily for care is over 54 million euros, and the direct economic impact of that through the expenditure modeling of 67 million euros. The percent of total direct ISMET economic impact allocable to retained Sicilian patients is significant at about 63% of ISMET's impact. When we run that through the multiplier models, we end up with a total estimated economic impact of patient care expenditures retained in Sicily of significant 83 million euros kept inside of Sicily. Now, on top of that, we also have to add in not only the patient care related benefit, but also the fact that Sicily was having to spend a significant amount of money on supporting patient care travel costs when they were having to receive care outside of Sicily. We had the benefit of a very detailed study that had been performed while ISMET was being established that looked at exactly what those costs were of patients, and we inflated those to 2013 expenditure numbers and calculated that a total travel saving approached 44 million euros. So if we add the retained travel costs as well as the retained funds in Sicily impact of 128 million, but then we have to subtract the actual cost of giving the care to derive a net financial benefit for Sicily of ISMET in retaining this volume of patients of 73.2 million euros for 2013. Other functional impacts, I think one of the important impacts is this public-private partnership and the special relationship with UPMC, which is based out of Pittsburgh in the United States and is one of the largest and most prestigious academic medical centers in the United States. It ranks in the top 10 in the United States in terms of total National Institutes of Health R&D funding, for example. It has almost three-quarters of $1 billion research budget, receiving almost $500 million annually from the National Institutes of Health, which is considered the gold standard in biomedical research funding in the United States, has over 5,000 faculty. Interestingly, in terms of the quality of its clinical care, too, it's one of only 3% of U.S. hospitals that get ranked among the best hospitals in the United States in one specialty. But within that 3%, UPMC manages to do that in 14 different specialties. It's a very unusual institution in terms of the quality and recognition of its clinical care. So this was a terrific institution for the Italian government and ISMET and Sicily to team with. One of the things that ISMET has access to is the full depth and expertise of that clinical care and scientific research faculty at UPMC and within the affiliated University of Pittsburgh and the medical school. That's available on an open basis, daily basis, to ISMET physicians and staff to access. Also, the full research infrastructure and resources are available to ISMET physicians and researchers who quite frequently travel for both training and for research-related activities to Pittsburgh to work alongside their colleagues at UPMC and the University of Pittsburgh. And then, of course, given the importance of transplantation to the center, to ISMET, access to an extremely experienced surgical team, a team where over 17,000 organ transplants have been performed by UPMC. So through this partnership, what we see is a relatively small institution in Sicily beginning with and growing, having access to one of the largest clinical staffs and academic medical centers and research teams globally. And a great deal of knowledge transfer and training occurring between the two. And now ISMED has reached the status of achieving transplant outcomes in terms of survival rates from transplants that are amongst the very best of transplant centers globally. And actually ISMED has been a pioneer in a number of different new types of transplantation activities in split liver, in marginal patients, a number of different innovations. And I think probably the innovations are starting to flow back the other way, where Italy is starting to school the United States on some of these techniques and technologies. It is also the first hospital in all of southern Italy to have received a world-class credential of Joint Commission International accreditation on the quality of the hospital system and its operations, a very prestigious award. I also mentioned research, and being an expert in economic development, this is something that we look at a great deal. We do a lot of consulting globally on how to grow one's economy around biomedical research and economic development associated with that. A major component of the research at ISMED is in a very advanced area of research with a lot of promise for growth in terms of regenerative medicine. This is the tissue engineering type of activity and cellular therapies designed to help people regrow damaged organs or to repair damaged tissue. There's been pioneering work taking place at ISMED, which receives worldwide recognition in terms of injected fetal hepatocytes for patients awaiting liver transplantation, transplantation of fetal stem cells, pancreatic islets for diabetic patients, and infusion of stem cells for the regeneration of damaged cardiac muscles after an infarction event. And deliberate collaboration here with probably the number one regenerative medicine team in the United States at the McGowan Institute, which is in Pittsburgh and affiliated with UPMC. Other areas are advancement of surgical procedures and protocols. This specialized work that's taken place in the use of reduced size livers, living donor, marginal organs, and split livers for transplants. And this has significantly expanded the number of organs available for patients, and the results have been very, very good in terms of survival rates. The development of specific immunosuppression therapies for patients to avoid rejection post-organ transplant. Adoptive cell immunotherapy for post-transplant viral infection reduction, and artificial organs also as a bridge to transplantation or even as an end-stage therapy for patients in end-stage heart and lung failures. So a number of very advanced therapeutic techniques and technologies brought to Sicily and to Italy for the first time through ISMED. There's also been a great deal of work that's taken place at UPMC on advanced healthcare management. Obviously, in the United States, it tends to be a private sector endeavor, and hospitals have invested very heavily in advanced information systems and other advanced tools to try and reduce healthcare costs. This, too, has been an area of knowledge transfer between ISMED and UPMC. So in terms of information systems and hospital health system management, there's very close integration. ISMED has had electronic medical records almost from the start, very high-speed access to patient records when an organ becomes available, which is obviously critical given the timing that's involved in an organ transplantation. There's also technology in the ongoing monitoring and at-home monitoring of patients after they've received a procedure to track their vital signs and how they are doing. Paperless radiology department, totally electronic for diagnostics. And again, this allows real-time telepathology and radiology consults between Pittsburgh and ISMED. I do not know what that says in Italian. Ultimately, it serves through this management model to really increase the quality of care taking place, the access to care, patient safety and operational cost effectiveness for ISMET and for the Sicilian region. Other research areas taking place, the advancement of surgical procedures and protocols. We went through this slide already. Building reputation and research networks. Obviously for academic research physicians and for researchers, publishing their results is important. We found that ISMET had authored 83 peer-reviewed journal over the time period analyzed, and we saw good connectivity. It wasn't just connectivity to Pittsburgh physicians, but also connectivity to other researchers across Europe, in Germany, in Switzerland, in Spain, in the UK. And then within the United States, too, connectivity into sort of the network of experts in advanced clinical care at University of Pittsburgh, but also North Carolina, University of Miami in Florida, Temple University, and Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia. So a good expansion of the networks for the physicians and researchers in ISMET. There's also the education mission, the importance of international training and knowledge transfer. And ISMET is engaged in training for physicians, for nurses, and for clinical and other administrative personnel. And a lot of this takes place moving back and forth with personnel actually traveling to Pittsburgh to receive specialized training. One of the areas has been in the adoption of advanced simulation technologies through the Weiser Institute in Pittsburgh and the Renato Fiandaca Simulation Center for Advanced Simulators in ISMET, and also activities in continuing medical education, a number of different educational events and seminars, and on-the-job practical training as well. I mentioned that one of the important aspects that is hoped to occur through the development of ISMET is for there to be biomedical-based economic development. Now, obviously, that retained expenditures that are taking place in Sicily because of ISMET is biomedical economic development. But it also hoped that through performing research and advanced procedures, that new tools and technologies can be developed to help build a biomedical cluster in Sicily. ISMET has raised the profile of Italy and Sicily and the Palermo region in life sciences through its presence. And now there is the plan to build upon this momentum with the ReMed Foundation, with partners in terms of the national government, the regional council, and UPMC engaged as well. And the idea is to build upon the growing international reputation by expanding further the biomedical research footprint in the Palermo region and the translational clinical science infrastructure in Palermo for advancing biomedical innovations further in their development. And this is being facilitated through the investment in the Biomedical Research and Technology Center, the BRBC, in Palermo. The primary research areas of this facility will be in structural biology, computational biology, advanced drug design, vaccine and device development in the tissue engineering area we discussed earlier, molecular imaging and neuroscience. So quite a broad remit for research. The BRBC facility will contain over 25,000 square meters of laboratory facilities and be one of the top research centers in Europe in terms of its latest facilities. But it also plans to have a business incubator and innovation commercialization function built in with the BRBC facility. Based on our experience, there are a number of factors that need to be in place. You won't get biomedical-based economic development if only one institution is focused upon it. It needs a whole ecosystem in order to function. Best practices that we've observed in advancing economic development around biosciences are having certainly engaged academic research institutions with with actively committed leadership. And I think in Sicily this extends beyond just ISMET, but into the University of Palermo and other potential partners, and more broadly into other academic health centers across and universities across across Italy. I just lost my screen, so excuse me a second. Also very important is discretionary national government support or other R&D funding. Obviously, in the United States, we have the NIH funding, which is extremely large, which brings a great inflow of research funding. But having access to discretionary national government funds to help support research is very important. Focusing on core competencies, not trying to just copy what people are doing elsewhere around the world, but looking at what you're particularly good at yourselves and then building and advancing upon that. And obviously in Sicily's case now, that's advanced specialized care and organ transplantation and regenerative medicine. But it's also critically important to have access to risk capital to start new businesses. So the availability of early stage proof of concept funding through the venture capital will be critically important, as well as having the type of technical workforce needed to staff businesses and operations and research endeavors that come out of this biomedical research. Access to specialized facilities, important to have good, strong networks established as well between the academic researchers and industry researchers to get two-way flow of communication occurring. Having a supportive business tax and regulatory environment, but most important, patience and a long-term perspective. If I look at most of the places globally that have been very successful in biosciences development, it has not been an overnight occurrence. It takes at least a decade. In the case of Research Triangle, for example, in the United States, that's been a 50-year commitment. So it does take a long-term commitment to deploying the strategy that you develop. But our experience has been that this absolutely works. Some examples, Singapore, for example, and these are examples of places that are fairly similar in size to Sicily in terms of total population, 5.2 million in Singapore. They've worked on a 10-year strategy for biomedical cluster development, and prior to that 10-year period, they really didn't have very much. They developed research institutes, the A-star institutes, similar in quality to the sort of institute you have in ISMET, but also with very strong industry collaboration, a research park alongside an incubation facilities, and have invested a significant component of their GDP, about 2.5%, but they have a goal to invest 3.5% of Singapore's GDP in investment in research. The pharma sector, as a result, has grown almost 300% since 2000. It's now one of the highest concentration of biomedical and bioscience researchers in the world, over 13,000 personnel in total employed in that sector in Singapore. The Prime Minister of Singapore has talked about this and the sort of revolution that's occurred inside of Singapore and their focus as a small country on high-value, high-technology products as an economic driver and the success that that has wrought for Sicily. I mean, for Singapore in that case, but we hope so for Sicily. Another example we looked at, and this is one that my group in Battelle has steered from the very start, is Arizona, a state, again, with a similar size population to Sicily in the United States. They, too, have sustained a long-term, over a decade, commitment to building biosciences. They had a first early win with bringing in a major translational genomics research center and also the International Genomics Consortium Tissue Banking Center. And then significant further research within their research universities, predominantly the University of Arizona and Arizona State University. And there they've added between approximately 4,200 direct bioscience jobs over that 10-year period and had over 185 new bioscience business startups. So we're seeing that those sort of clusters can really be advanced through a long-term commitment. This is not in our report for ISMET. This is some very recent research that my group at Battelle performed looking at where new knowledge generation is occurring in life science in the world, in all areas of science and technology globally. And we looked at where new journals, academic journals, were being produced by category and by location. And you can see on the pie chart that fully 73% of all of the new academic journals that have been developed worldwide over the last decade are in life sciences. And by far the biggest category is that top bar of biomedical sciences. This is talking about the very frontiers of academic research and points to the fact that life sciences is the fastest growing area of research activity, and that biomedical sciences within life sciences is again the fastest growing sector. And so a concentration on biomedical sciences for Sicily makes a tremendous amount of sense based on where modern research activity is taking place and the volume of innovations taking place. So we concluded, you know, we work in this in many different nations. Most recently we've done the strategies for Indonesia, for Japan, in Brazil, in Jordan, in the Middle East, as well as from multiple US states. We think Sicily can definitely do this, that similar-sized places have done it, and that adopting a decade-long strategic commitment, that you can build Sicily into a real hub for biosciences development for the Mediterranean basin. You have a base of biomedical excellence and expanding R&D and reputation in ISMET as the foundational organization, and then you're starting to build on that with the REMED Foundation new developments and the BRBC. You'll need to pay attention to the strategic factors that we emphasize within the report for making the right sort of ecosystem for biomedical development. But ultimately, this is one of the highest wage-paying job sectors that you can get, really foundational to a successful economy. And so we believe an attainable goal is for Sicily to become a central, if not the central, location for biomedical sciences cluster development in the Mediterranean basin. So in conclusion, we believe that ISMET has certainly successfully met the objective of fulfilling the gaps that prior to its existence existed in Sicily, and in retaining patients from having to undertake journeys of hope and retaining those healthcare expenditures in Sicily. The management experiment of the public-private partnership between ISMET and UPMC and the regional government and national government certainly stands as a success, and now ISMET is one of the premier transplantation centers and specialty care centers in terms of outcomes in Europe. It's become an important economic engine for Sicily, with over 132 million euros in economic impact, almost 2,000 jobs associated with its impacts, even 3.1 million in euros in tax revenues in Sicily, and about 19.6 million in tax revenues in Italy generated through these impacts as well. But I think most importantly, in ISMET's growing research and translational research and clinical research footprint, together with REMED, stands Sicily very well to advance as a major hub for life sciences development on the global stage. Thank you.